How is the industry positioned at the moment? What are some of the major challenges that are being discussed?
The major challenges are to continue consolidation within the industry to get all these industry groups working together. The recently concluded National Horticulture Convention has taken a large step in rectifying some of those issues, but there's still a long way to go.
Let's talk about the snack attack movement. We know consumers are willing to pay more for convenience, the fresh and healthy products. Is there an opportunity for horticulture to capitalise on this snack market?
The snack market is one of the biggest emerging markets for the vegetable industry and all commodities within horticulture by that matter. I believe that with these opportunities, it provides our growers with more avenues to sell their produce, and also it takes out of the equation the factor of the lifespan of the produce as well, because these value-added products can generally be on shelves in more of a processed manner for a lot longer, which can really add another revenue stream, which is fantastic.
Nath, I know that export opportunities have also been a big focus at the convention up there on the Gold Coast. Are our export markets strong at the moment?
The export markets are extremely strong at the moment. We find that as we continue to provide information for growers, they are more well equipped now to provide successful export ventures, especially into Southeast Asia and the United Arab Emirates, probably the two strongest markets for vegetable exports.
And is Britain's decision to leave the EU likely to impact any of these markets?
Whenever there's a fluctuation in the dollar, there's always some change in terms of the demand for Australian vegetables. But in that being said, Australian vegetable growers are really trying to build up that brand within the export market so that it really removes that price difference and people are loyal to the brand rather than loyal to the price they're paying for the commodity.
And great to see so many of those representatives within the industry recognised at the awards ceremony.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Obviously, we have an exceptionally high calibre group of vegetable growers and by that matter, potato growers as well, along with the apple and pear guys also. So it's nice to be able to recognise them for their hard work and achievements, because it's not always easy within this industry. So to be able to say thanks and give back a little bit to these people who are integral to not only our economy, but also this fantastic industry is just a small gesture.
And finally, Nath, we're just days away from a federal election. What sort of commitment are growers looking for from the major parties?
Growers are looking for commitment in terms of labour issues and also things surrounding energy and various other economic types as well. I mean, they're always up against it in terms of the elements, in terms of how much they have to pay for wages and all that sort of stuff as well. So anything that they can get to help them, along with the various environmental implications that they have as well, is an exceptionally important factor moving forward for this election.